Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. So, this is probably my favorite topic of the week. Last night, Lamar Jackson threw 5 touchdowns. He broke the single-season rushing record for a quarterback. He's north of 1,000 yards. The Ravens clinched a playoff berth. The Ravens have cemented themselves as being the best football team in the league, and barring something unforeseen, the path to the Super Bowl in the AFC will go through Baltimore. Lamar Jackson is likely to win the MVP. Now, all of those things are pretty factual. The one that you could say is opinion, the Ravens are the best team in football, fine. But I think it's an opinion most of you would share. The rest is factual. Lamar Jackson's probably going to win the MVP. Lamar Jackson is the most devastating offensive weapon in the NFL. And Lamar Jackson has turned the Baltimore Ravens from a plodding, conservative, archaic offense into a almost impossible to stop guessing game where defensive coordinators are ripping their hair out. Now, here's the question. How did we get this so wrong? How did so many people get this so wrong? Including the Ravens. And you go, but what do you mean the Ravens? They drafted Lamar. How much did Baltimore really like Lamar Jackson when they passed on him twice? And then the owner, Steve Bisciotti, not the football people, the owner stepped in and demanded they trade back up and get Lamar Jackson. How much did they love him again? Okay, let's not play pretend. They had 2 first-round picks, didn't take him. Took a tight end in Hayden Hurst before him. Owner had to step in. Not off the hook either. Marty Morningwick, their offensive guru, right? When Lamar came into the league, it's been reported that Marty asked, how long do we got to keep him at quarterback? Josh Rosen went ahead of Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold. All these guys went ahead of Lamar Jackson. None of them are as good as he is. Lamar Jackson has turned into, arguably, this is an opinion, arguably the single most impactful football player in the National Football League. So how did so many people get it so wrong? How? Now, Baltimore can act like they always saw this. That's a lie. They passed on him twice, and the owner had to step in and demand they trade up to go get him the third time around. They don't get to say, we've always loved Lamar, we've always believed in Lamar. They don't get to do that. But whether it's analysts, whether it's front offices, whether it's just us fans having a conversation over a beer, I don't remember anyone predicting this. So tell me how so many of us got it so wrong. Now, myself, my big hang-up was going to be not the deep ball with Lamar, because he's always thrown a beautiful deep ball. Would he be able to pick up an NFL offense and make short and mid-level accurate throws on a consistent basis? What I failed to think about is what if Baltimore never ended up asking him to do any of that? Because that's exactly what's happening. The Ravens are never in third and long. The Ravens are never in predictable passing downs. And the Ravens never asked him to pick up a professional offense. What the Ravens did instead was go to a high school offense in his rookie year and then basically copycat Lincoln Riley's offense from Oklahoma for year two. It's very simple. It's very easy. They create a ton of space. They keep him out of obvious downs. His legs scare the living nuts off of defensive coordinators. They don't try to make him a pocket passer. In fact, his legs are a big piece of this offense. They can pound you on the ground. They can run him. They can misdirect you with fakes to him. And then they ask him when he throws, it's off of play action, creating massive amounts of space and massive amounts of reaction from the defense, and players are running wide open. They've surrounded him with weapons, whether it be Willie Snead, whether it be Boykin, whether it be Hollywood Brown, Mark Andrews, Hayden Hurst, Boyle, Mark Ingram. I never accounted for that. That's my great mistake. It wasn't an issue of whether Lamar Jackson should or shouldn't get taken. I thought Miami should have taken him instead of Rosen at pick 12. I thought that's where he was going to end up. I liked him. But I never envisioned this. I don't get to take credit for that. But I also wasn't an idiot saying the kid needs to play wide receiver like so many. I wasn't sitting there saying he was going to be a bust. That's not accurate. But how did so many get it so wrong? People whose lives are predicated on finding out who can be a good football player and not. And every team in the league passed on Lamar Jackson, some multiply, including the team that took him. And what they did was the most brilliant move of all. They didn't try to put him in their system. They created a system for him. 248-539-9797. Again, if you didn't watch last night, I totally understand if Jets-Ravens doesn't make your entertainment plate on a Thursday night. Five more touchdowns.
I'm trying to put you on.
Well,
I said I got your point. I'm trying to put you
Why is anyone upset during this topic? Like, that doesn't even make sense.
What's wrong with these people?
I'll let you in, because a couple people have called David, and David's trying to tell these people, hey, this isn't the point, but they're saying, I said this to my friends right after the draft that he would be good. Yeah. Guys, that's not the question. I'm glad that you had it right, but that's not the question.
What did I say at the start of
this? That's why David's yelling.
I know some of you will creep up through the floorboards like ghosts. No one cares. It's how did the NFL get it so wrong? How do scouts get it wrong? How do GMs get it wrong? How did the Ravens get it wrong? How did so many? Not one team viewed this kid as better than Rosen, Allen, Mayfield, or Darnold. Not one. It's unreal. And as much as I liked him, my fear was... really, because I never accounted that a team wouldn't ask him to run a pro offense. I never imagined that they simply would go, no, we're just going to keep it simple as a rookie. It'll basically be like a triple option. And then year two, we'll install some facets of Oklahoma. And that's it. I never imagined the team would do it. But now, because everybody got it so wrong, now everyone's going to be trying to find the next Lamar, and that's the biggest mistake of all. Because the great separator with Lamar Jackson is, I have never in my life, and this includes Michael Vick, I have never seen a better athlete play quarterback in my life from a speed and agility standpoint. If you want to say pound for pound, young Cam Newton is a better athlete at 250 pounds, I respect that. I do. But from a quickness, can't hit him, can't touch him, can't catch him, watch a game and watch Lamar. He's running away from every level of the defense. Then watch Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray gets chased down by athletic defensive ends. They're two different players. It's why I always said Kyler's a pocket passer who can use his legs. Lamar's legs are like nothing I've ever seen in the National Football League, ever. And the way the offense is designed, and the fact that he's not asked to throw in third and long, and the fact that any passing they're doing, the team is so afraid of the running game and or him and his legs that the play fake paralyzes the defense, he's able to make what really boils down to pretty easy throws. And as I said, and I'm sure it's somewhere on one of our draft shows, his deep ball is a great one. Always was. Throws a beautiful deep ball. And they got the guys to run underneath it and go get it. It is, it's crazy to watch. It really is. So how did so many people at every level of sports get this wrong? Now, Sully, you know where this song is from, correct?
Yeah, I do. Frosty the Snowman movie.
No, it's not a movie. It's the old CBS Christmas special.
Yes.
With Jimmy Durante as the narrator. Burl Ives was the narrator of the Claymation special, the Rudolph special, my favorite.
Like, is this a trick question? Or
it's just you watch the Rudolph Christmas special, the one where they're all of clay, and then you watch it's how it used to be. They would stack them. And you'd go with the CBS Frosty the Snowman with Jimmy Durante. You know the one I always hated? And I'll probably get ripped apart for it? I've always hated Charlie Brown.
Oh, really?
Wow. I think Charlie Brown's a loser bleephole.
Oh, no.
He's an idiot.
He's a kid.
He's an idiot. He hangs out with that scumbag who smells, who's got the dirt trail.
Yeah.
He's got a teacher who sounds like a trumpet. Lucy plays him for a fool.
Yeah.
He picks out that ugly Christmas tree. The whole I don't like Charlie.
Wears a nice shirt. Wears a cool shirt.
He's an idiot. I don't like him.
He's an idiot. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's how I feel about Charlie Brown.
I always get stuck watching Home Alone, seemingly whenever it's on.
Home Alone is fabulous. You know I haven't seen it yet this year?
It's been on a ton.
I haven't seen it where? I've been busy watching basketball.
I forget what network it was on the other night. Yeah.
Now, the other night, I had a great rotation going. It was basketball, football, Wolf of Wall Street.
Ugh.
I mean, that's a triple header right there.
When you watch it on TV, it's not even the same because they bleep out every word. And
oh, Mike, will you get over it, please?
I think it's the movie with the most F-bombs ever?
That was Goodfellas, wasn't it?
I thought Wolf of Wall Street beat it.
All right, let's focus. How did so many people get it so wrong on Lamar Jackson? I don't want to go down this path. Let's go to Josh, 97.1. Josh, you get first crack at this.
Hey, Mike, how's it going, man?
Good, bud.
Well, you know, I was calling about the Lions thing earlier, but since you're talking Lamar.
Well, let's do both. Give me your Lions point. That's fine. Let's hit them both.
I mean, yeah, if you look at it, I think the reason why they play Kerryon Stafford, now, once again, I absolutely hate this, but the first is they're trying to save face. They're trying to save face because if Stafford comes out and he plays next week against Denver and he plays against Green Bay, and let's say Green Bay doesn't play their starters.
You're right.
And they win those two games, they went 5-4-1 with Stafford, and that's what they're going to claim, that they had a winning record with Matthew Stafford this year and would have been in contention.
If that's true, I want to ask you a question, then I want your Lamar Jackson thing. Josh, does that make you hate this franchise as much as I do?
Oh, I absolutely despise this franchise. You have no idea how close I've been to quitting on this team over the last year. I am so frustrated with this. And let's put it this way. In other sports, I am a Yankees fan and I am a Clippers fan. I see what good organizations do on a daily basis, making moves on top of moves on top of moves.
How long you been a Clippers fan? 10 minutes?
Since 2013 when I first started watching basketball.
All right, I can live with that. I can live with that answer. That's acceptable. He said 2013. I was going to say, if you told me this summer, this phone call's over. That I cannot do.
Yeah, 2013. I started watching basketball when I was like 12, so.
Nah, I respect it. That's all good, Josh. No, that's cool. All right, I'm not going to kill him on that. By the way, did you read the story about Kawhi today? Not the middle finger in the title ring, which, by the way, that is as nasty as it gets. Roberto, do you know what I'm referring to? This is right out of a mob movie. He got his logo and his ring sized for his middle finger, so the logo, right? It's a big FU on the championship ring. You know who he's sending that message to. That's to the San Antonio Spurs. Like, that's one step short of him putting Pop's face engraved on the inside of that ring. So when he goes like this, that is cold. That's some of your East Side Mob stuff right there. That's beautiful. And he also, here's the, well, go ahead.
I was going to say his game reminds me of Kobe. That move reminds me of a Kobe move.
Yeah, that's a killer right there.
Yes, that's a killer move.
That's like an MJ move. Yes. Old school NBA. Yes. I like it. Yes. Now, did you see what he did? He just bought a $6.5 million condo across the street from Staples Center. Quote, so I can be close to work.
Yeah, 6.725. Wow.
He spent $13 million on his mansion, which is in like Rancho Santa Fe or whatever it is, just outside of LA. And then he's got the $6 million chalet, the Shaggin' Wagon, right across the street from Staples Center.
Must be nice, jeez.
Uh-huh. That guy is the best, man.
Let me weigh in on this Lamar Jackson thing real quick.
Because sure.
I think what happens is, and I think this whole belief and narrative is starting to change with guys like Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray, but I think a lot of people have been scared over the years of running mobile quarterbacks. And no, I don't mean just black quarterbacks. You can throw Johnny Manziel in there. You can talk about, you know, Troy Smith or Terrell Pryor, whoever you want to talk about. And I think that people have these beliefs that it's not going to last, that this is just not sustainable.
But it's not if you get hit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working now. Understand something. I still believe teams are going to get him. You remember what happened?
A lot of people believe that.
You remember what happened to Cam?
Yeah.
All that happened was the violence escalated.
Yep.
I'll take the 15-yard roughing. I'm going to go after his head. Yep. I'm going to take him out. And his body started to wear down. I worry about Lamar because they are going after his legs.
Yeah, this week he was complaining about it.
Yeah, well, Lamar, do yourself a solid. Learn to slide.
And that belief,
in a hurry.
That belief of people still being skeptical, even now with how great Lamar has been. I'm reading a text right now. Lamar Jackson will be an afterthought in another year or two, just like any other running quarterback has been in the NFL.
I thought you were going to weigh in on this. Do we get anything else?
No, I thought David was just shaking his head, and I thought he was going to say something. But Lamar Jackson's a generational type talent, I think. I don't think it's very fair just to automatically assume and say, well, you know what, he's going to be RG3. Or he's going
to
be...
RG3 blew his knee out, then got rushed back to play and blew it out again on a soggy field wearing a knee brace, and he was never the same.
Yeah.
That's not something I can project.
Or even the whole thing about switching, you know, to wide receiver. I just don't see it. I think he is a long-term NFL quarterback.
Oh, you're kidding. The guy who's going to win MVP at the quarterback, you're telling me he gets to stay a quarterback? What kind of idiotic opinion is that, Mike?
So many people are saying that he's just going to be an afterthought, and a couple years from now he's not going to be any good.
Go to Brian, 97.1. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Mike.
What's up?
Since you're talking about Lamar, I did watch the game last night. I've actually watched the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And try to make a similar comparison. Nobody thought Brady would ever turn out to be anything, but I just can't see how, with all the things that Lamar can do, why they didn't pick up on it.
I mean, that's the whole question. I mean, the team that took him still passed on him twice in the first round.
Yeah.
I mean, Brian, the amount of people that got this wrong. Look at these other teams. I mean, the Bills with Josh Allen. The Dolphins had Rosen, moved off of him in 1 year. Like, Brian, it's not the Dolphins with Rosen. What am I saying? Arizona with Rosen. I apologize. Like, Brian, that's the question. How could so many get it this wrong?
Yeah, like I say, watching the last 4 or 5 weeks, since you brought that up, I can't see how that many people got it wrong.
Right. Like with Brady, it was different. There was no athleticism to go off of. There was no huge arm talent to go off of. He had a dad bod at age 22. He was a part-time starter at Michigan. Like, there were reasons Brady went in the sixth round. This is different. You put in the tape and watch Lamar in college, and you go, okay, I've got something to work off of here.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
The only other thing I had was I wanted to thank you for the other day when you were talking about Belichick and Saban, because I watched that.
Oh, the documentary, The Art of Coaching. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It was all and more of what you said.
Yeah, and Brian, that's why I brought it up, is I know, you know, look, we got a tendency where our lives are all busy and people focus on their local teams, but that is a piece of television on HBO that you need to carve out an hour for. It's truly an unbelievable piece of television. And if you're a football fan, Saban and Belichick and the access they granted, remarkable. Seeing Bill Belichick giving a speech at his daughter's wedding, you're like, wait, this guy's coming off as likable. It's crazy, but it's a great, great piece of television. 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.